It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salou. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting with us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio, to share with you the wonderful grace of God shown in the Lord Jesus Christ, His grace given to us through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, buying our salvation on an old rugged cross, shedding His blood so that we might have everlasting life, if we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11 today. That's Hebrews chapter 11. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to evangelist Bruce Fry from Carthage, North Carolina, as he sings for us the song, God's Word.
For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. For God so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I say unto thee, except a man born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. man cometh unto the Father but by me. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
This is a message of salvation, scripture set to music, to show the message of salvation in its completeness and simplicity. Jesus offers salvation to you, my friend. And if you're listening and do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you would like to have someone sit down with you and share with you what the Bible says about salvation and how you can receive it, please call me. I would share with you what Scripture says about how you can receive Jesus as your Savior. I'll be just repeating some of the verses that you've already heard sung, and we do appreciate those verses being put to music. How beautiful a song. All Scripture about how you need to be saved. My number is 919-563-6753. We would like to invite you to be with us in our services today. We'll be meeting for Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Now, we'd like to remind you of something. Next Sunday will be our Family and Friends Sunday at Tabernacle Baptist Church. If you don't have a church home and you're looking for a place to come worship the Lord, please come visit us next Sunday. We'll be having our morning services, Sunday school at 9:45, morning service at 11 o'clock, and then we'll have a dinner afterwards in the fellowship hall. No night service next Sunday, but please be with us in our services next Sunday for our Family and Friends Sunday, especially if you're looking for a church, especially if you do not know Jesus as your Savior and would like to have someone sit down with you and share with you the gospel. Our Family and Friends Sunday, 9:45 and 11 o'clock next Sunday, with dinner after in a fellowship hall. Now, unless you're providentially hindered and you can't be here with us until Wednesday night, please be with us this morning in Sunday school at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina. We also have a website. If you go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll also find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll find written material that will share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and also written material that can share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will bring up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11. Let's listen to another song by evangelist Bruce Fry from Carthage, North Carolina. The name of the second song is titled, That Was Me.
A young man, a bottle in his hand. Not too long ago, that was me. Every night, a Saturday night, dim motel lights. Not too long ago, that was me. That was me who had strayed, confused and afraid, counting on the cost. That was me. Thank you. by his bedside, tears flowing from his eyes. Not too long ago, that was me. Jesus Christ, let him in, forgiving all his sin. Not too long ago, that was me. That was me who had strayed, confused and afraid, counting all the cost. That was me. Approached and said, I heard you found the Lord. I replied, he wasn't lost. That was me. My Savior wasn't lost. That was me.
A personal salvation. This is what evangelist Bruce Fry was talking about. We talk about Jesus being our personal Savior. But if he saves us, we have a personal salvation. And we have a personal testimony that we can share with others. Yes, we do need to share how Jesus can save a lost person. But we also need to share how Jesus saved us. It is that personal testimony, receiving a personal Savior, that we can share with those who need to know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior. For when we share what God has done for us personally, we can also share the fact that God can do the very same thing for anyone who will accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Anyone can be saved. When we realize that we're sinners, and repent of our sins and ask Jesus to save us. He has promised that there would be salvation waiting for us because he has said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And after you receive that personal salvation, there ought to be some personal thanksgiving that you give to the Lord for all that you have received from the Lord for being saved. Listen to this last song by evangelist Bruce Fry from Carthage, North Carolina. The name of the song is Thank You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for giving me peace, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for changing my life, for taking control. I will love you with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my might. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving me hope, for family and friends. Thank you, Lord, for loving me so, through trials that you send. I will love you with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my might. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Bearing the cross, forgiving my sins. Thank you, Lord, for the promise you gave, your coming again. I will love you with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my might. Thank you, Lord. I will love you with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my might. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Paul spoke about the ministry that the Christian has. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, he says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." It is God's will that we have a ministry of thanksgiving. After all that He's done for us, the salvation that He has offered us as a gift, the peace of heart, the forgiveness and the taking away of our sins, all these things plus so much more, being adopted into the family of God, all of these things should coax us to be thankful. It is God's will, Christian, that you thank the Lord for all that He's done for you. Living a life of thanksgiving, living a life of praise, living a life of joy, all of that is interconnected. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. In Hebrews chapter number 11, we go to verse number 1, 2, and 3. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In verse number 4, we talked about Abel and his faithful testimony. In verse number 5, we spoke about Enoch and the fact that he walked with God and that he pleased God and that God took him. He was not, for God took him. Enoch did not see death. Enoch was translated to be with the Lord. But in verse number 6, we find that the writer says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." This description of faith should be tied with verse number 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now we find not only a mention of salvation through the title of I Am, as we believe that He is, and we accept Him as Savior, but all those that follow after Him and believing that He wants us to live for Him after salvation, there is salvation mentioned in this verse and sanctification mentioned in this verse. We go to verse number 7 and see, "By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." Noah believed God. Noah lived by faith. I want to go back over to Genesis chapter number 6. Verse number 1 says, "And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all that they chose." Now, these sons of God were not angels. Angels can't marry. They can't be given in marriage. They can't have offspring by humans. So to say that these might be angels, these sons of God, is not right, because angels, according to Jesus, cannot marry, neither are they given in marriage. They can't be a husband, they can't be a wife, they can't be a father, they can't be a mother. Now we find here that when the sons of God marry the daughters of men, that things started happening in the world, and there was a problem because those that were following God were married to those that were following the world, and their children were confused. And this confusion brought wickedness into the world. There was not the plain teaching of the father saying we need to believe God, because the mothers would teach that they should follow after their own wants and desires and lusts. And as this happened, and mankind went away from God, verse number 3, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. In other words, there's going to be a 120-year mark here from when the Lord gives this warning till the time that the flood comes. Verse number 4, there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, they bare children of them. The same became mighty men, which were of old, and men of renown. There were men of power that were born that were confused about the existence of God. They had heard what their fathers had said. They had heard what their mothers had said, and they tried to maybe even meld it in. And you know, a lot of churches are doing that today. They're trying to meld the things of the world with the things of the Bible and try to make something that's pleasing to those of the world and still retain something of Christianity. And that's wrong. That's wrong. We are told that we are not to have any fellowship with the things of the world. We're not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Neither are we to be unequally yoked together with the philosophy of the world. We are to stay true to the things of God. What happened here was that there were mighty men that came from those children that were born of the sons of men who followed God, the Sethites, and those that followed the world, the Cainites. And these men grew up to be mighty men who didn't believe in God. They were so confused that they did not follow after the things of the Lord. Notice verse number 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man. Now, notice he doesn't say hybrids, and he doesn't say those who were born of angels. This was man. Man's sin here was caused by man not following the Lord. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Why? Because he had been confused in his youth as he grew up under someone who believed God and someone who followed after the world, and their confusion led them away from God, and in their imaginations they became wicked. They were evil, not angels. This is man. This is not angels involved with man falling. This is man involved with man getting worse and worse, going away from God. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Now, did God know this was going to happen? Yes, God knows all things. But it still grieved him that man who had opportunity to follow God followed after the things of the world. They went away from the things of God. They went away from the teachings of God. They became evil. They became wicked because of their confusion. And God was grieved, and he repented. He changed his mind. And that meant that judgment was coming. We already saw that. But let's go down just a little bit further. In verse number 7, the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now, let's take a look at this real quickly before we leave. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. But Hebrews said that by faith, Noah. What is this connection between grace and faith? Well, I'm glad you asked. You might want to read Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is God's grace that he offers. It is our faith that we give. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord because Noah had faith in the Lord. God said it. Noah believed it. Noah acted on it. God said it. I believe it. I'll obey it. A good definition, a simple definition of faith. And notice here, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Again, God offers grace, but we must accept that grace by faith. Because Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, he was called to do something spectacular so that all the world would remember about a great flood and someone who built an ark. Here we have the description of it, starting in Genesis chapter number 6. But back in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, verse number 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. Now that's interesting. We'll get back with that next week in a little bit more detail. He moved with fear because he believed God about the flood. He moved with fear to do what God had called him to do. It was because of the judgment on the world that Noah not only built an ark, but he did preaching about getting ready to go on the ark because there would be a great flood. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, since salvation, are you walking by faith? Are you doing those things that are pleasing to God? Are you being obedient to His Word and to His will? I hope that's the case. And if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you too can find grace in the eyes of the Lord. You can find that grace by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Confess to Jesus that you're a sinner. Repent of your sin, turn from your sins, and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask Him to save you. And if I can be any help to you, please call me. Next Sunday will be our Family and Friends Sunday at Tabernacle Baptist Church. Please come visit us. We'll be having our morning services, Sunday school at 9:45, morning service at 11 o'clock, and then we'll have a dinner afterwards in the fellowship hall. No night service next Sunday, but please be with us for our Family and Friends Sunday, 9:45 and 11 o'clock next Sunday with dinner after in the fellowship hall. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday school, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."